best of Bobcat Sports.
And welcome, everyone. It's time for Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff and Val and I just, we have a good giggle off air. It's kind of fun. Behind-the-scenes stuff is always exciting.
It is exciting.
It is fun, and we have a great guest, Steve Muntz.
We do.
I've known Steve for like 1,000 years, and he...
You're a dinosaur.
Well, he has been an instructor at MCC for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's right.
Long time. I don't want to interview Steve. I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can all just join in. And no, so Experience Marshalltown, Steve Muntz is joining me today. And Steve is a professor of broadcasting and digital media at MCC. And we were in a meeting not too long ago, and we got to talking about the tornado and the devastation, and that everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Whether you experienced it, the actual in the tornado, or whether you saw it from afar, or whether you're a business and you had damage. And so what Steve and I were talking about is what we really would like to do, and what Steve is working on with his students. I don't want to steal all your thunder, but we want to start capturing these stories. So that's what Steve and I are going to talk about today, and all the different ways to capture those. And tell us why we're capturing those stories.
Okay, Val. Thanks for having me on the show,
Absolutely.
By the way. And this started, you know, almost immediately after the tornado went through, and, you know, the devastation and all the stories that people were hearing about and seeing on the news and hearing on the radio and reading in the newspaper. We started right away gathering video footage, drone footage, footage on the ground, audio, pictures, and we're still in that process, and there is a real need to document what happened, because obviously we all saw on television all the, you know, great footage and the talk about the courthouse and Lenox and some homes being destroyed. But really, you know, that kind of goes away after a week or two, you know, and we're still left with devastation. So what we're trying to do is gather all of this footage and all this these pictures and these stories, but we're finding we don't know exactly who has a story. So that's why I really wanted to come in and talk to you today to maybe put out a plea for people who have a story about living through the tornado, or maybe it's a story about them and the volunteers that helped them, strangers that helped them. We would like to document those stories. So what we're talking about is coming out and actually interviewing people. And it doesn't really matter what the story is. We really want to document it.
Yeah, I think that's important because everybody has a story. And, you know, there's a little bit of therapy in that, too, for some people to be able to, you know, tell that story and express it. And might be some emotions in that as well, even afterwards. And, you know, Steve, for those of us who were not affected or weren't in the downtown when the tornado hit, is when you drive down here, you know, for business or, excuse me, to grab lunch or whatever, we're reminded of what these people are living through every day in the downtown and what the businesses are going through. And, you know, they see that every day. And my heart just breaks for everybody that is working through that. And I just, you know, want to reach out and give hugs to everybody that, you know, you come into the downtown and it's kind of sad. I know there's lots of good things going on. We're open for business. Businesses are open up every day. And we continue to hear about that. And the Chamber of Commerce covers, you know, who's open for business. And the open for business signs are in the window. But it's still kind of heartbreaking when, you know, you don't see it on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we don't want to forget about how bad it really is yet, because like I said, you know, the media covers it for a while, then it kind of goes away, and we really need to help people heal. And, you know, there's a lot of good reasons to do this story. I think it could help bring the community together, and I think it certainly will, because we'll share stories, and there's some people that will see their friends and family interviewed and strangers interviewed and telling their story, and they'll have no idea that people were hiding under desks or in closets and were huddled up with an infant, you know, somewhere, not sure if they were going to survive. And that's another part of this whole story that is incredible. I don't think there was anybody seriously injured or that
no
died.
Fatality. fatalities. Yeah, no fatalities.
I want to tell that story, and I think that's like a miracle in it of itself, right? If you talk to people, whether structural engineers or police officers or meteorologists, they were surprised.
Yeah,
and they, you know, it's great, but
it is, and we're lucky, we're very blessed in that way. But you know, there's all the stories, and as I go to meetings and I, you know, have conversations with folks, everybody does have their own little unique story. You know, even Bob Unteed said, well, basically the structural engineer said that with the Orpheum Theater, the roof was just lifted off for about an inch and set back down, and that was enough to cause a lot of structural damage. And you just think about 1 minute, 1 second of that. It just got lifted up and put back down, but that's causes a lot of damage to these businesses, and they can't get open right away. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a while, you know, and just those stories and stories about, well, my dad was taking a nap in the chair and didn't even know what happened, you know, and it went right over his house. There's just comical, you know, there's some comedy, I guess I should say, in that, as well as, you know, the humanitarian. And so those stories are going to be, and just watching a documentary would be amazing. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. 3 full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
This is Jeff Wisniewski, Homestead Senior Care here in Marshall County area. I'd like to invite anyone who is caring for a loved one with dementia or anyone who would like to know more about dementia to attend one of my local support groups. It's an opportunity to talk with others who are experiencing the struggles and challenges that you are and learn how they are dealing with them. With my 9 years of experience caring for seniors in their homes and 15 plus years of family challenges with dementia, I can also provide you with information and tools to help manage the difficulties of the situation. We meet the second Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. at Glenwood Place and at 2 p.m. at Bickford here in Marshalltown. If you're interested in attending or have any questions, you can call me at 641-752-4202.
An intimate evening that celebrates the singer. Art Garfunkel in close-up. Friday, September 21st at the Paramount Theater. The multiple Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. And one of the most unique voices of our time. Get tickets at ParamountTheater.com, the Paramount Theater box office, or by phone at 319-366-8203.
Welcome back, Experience Marshall Town. We have Val Ruff in studio along with Steve Muntz.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshall Town here on KFJB, we are visiting with Steve Muntz, and Steve is a professor for broadcasting and digital media at MCC, and we're talking about capturing these stories of this of the tornado and capturing those experiences that people went through for a documentary. So Steve, I understand that you have a little bit of documentary experience because you did a documentary.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about that. Yeah, I did a documentary about walking across Iowa in 14 days, and it's called 14 Days of Iowa. So I filmed it with a little handheld camera that I had, and I filmed myself walking, and I filmed everything I saw, like dogs chasing me, roadkill, and everything I experienced along the way, talking to good old small town Iowa friendly people.
Yeah.
And so that's what the documentary was about.
Yeah. So I just want to cover this with you real quick. So there is the Iowa Nice, isn't there? You actually experienced it up close and personal. Good.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I just thought I wanted to make sure that that wasn't just something people were saying. I think it's very true and very, very true here in Marshalltown, Iowa. So let's talk a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish with this documentary.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think there's several parts of the documentary we kind of talked about. The first part of the documentary I'd like to do is kind of focus on how this tornado actually came together. You know, there was some talk about there were two tornadoes and they come together as one. So my hope is, and I'm reaching out to Ed Wilson, who's the chief meteorologist at Channel 13 WHO TV in Des Moines.
Yes.
And he has some Marshalltown ties, I understand. I think he's from Grundy Center, born and raised there. And I think he married a girl from Marshalltown. So I think we'd like to have him on being interviewed and talk about, you know, that this perfect storm idea where it really came together. It was a pretty quiet day, and there were just a few scattered thunderstorms that day. So it started out as a pretty routine day, really, in central Iowa. And then all of a sudden it came together. So that meteorologist point of view is, it will kind of, you know, lay
set the stage,
lay the groundwork on how this started, you know, which I think would be a kind of a fun way to start it. And then, of course, all the warnings and all of that before it happens. And then, of course, we have some pretty darn good footage of the tornado itself, you know.
Yeah,
the steeple flying off the courthouse and all the other footage. We have some security camera footage, like one that Raycom has, and that's another personal story there, too, where you see the, I know the UPS driver, Kirk Doherty, drove in and jumped out of his UPS truck, ran into Raycom, and that's captured. So he'd be a good person to interview,
so we're going to do that.
And so there's hundreds of those stories.
Yeah, and then I just saw the other day some footage of the security camera from the courthouse.
Okay.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that yet.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. So there's lots of footage, I think, that you can capture of the actual tornado and, you know, different buildings. And, you know, even the stories about some buildings that are in the middle of a building that was devastated and the building next to it was perfectly fine. You know, the Gallery Garden was so lucky, and the Kibbe Building. And then right next is Iowa Wholesale, you know, the senior housing building that didn't fare so well. So, you know, there's all those stories as well when you get to talking to folks. And so there's plenty of people even in the downtown that have stories.
Yeah, that's right. So not only the personal story, but like you mentioned, you know, one building is fine, the other building is devastated. It's strange things tornadoes can do, right?
Yes, exactly.
So I think there's a lot of pictures that show that, and people can talk about that as well, part of the documentary. And then I think we're going to be giving my contact information out here eventually, but anybody has not only those personal stories, but the security camera footage, if you have some or you shot something with your cell phone of the tornado that may or may not have been in the media already, I don't really care, but please reach out to me. And if you could share that with me, I'd give people credit for any pictures or video of the tornado or aftermath that I'm trying to collect all that. And I have a lot of stuff already, but there's stuff out there that I don't have and haven't seen.
Right. So, Steve, do you just, while you're talking about that, you don't want to go ahead and share that?
That'd be great.
The information.
So, my name is Steve Muntz, last name spelled Muntz, and I teach out at Marshalltown Community College. And my phone number is 641-844-5797. And people could certainly email me, but those are a little tougher to give over the radio. But if you forget my name, which you may, or forget where I work, just remember it's a college here in Marshalltown, and a lot of people will just call me the video guy, the film guy, the video guy at MCC. And if you call out there, they'll know
the receptionist will go, I know who it is. Yeah,
and they'll transfer you. You can leave me a message, or I'll answer the phone, or stop out and see me.
Yeah.
I'm in room 413.
Okay. Or just give me a holler at the Convention and Visitors Bureau at 753-6645. Give me a holler, and I can get you in touch with Steve as well. So let's talk a little bit about, this is also going to be part of a class project that you had mentioned. So do you want to go ahead and cover that a bit?
Yeah, thanks for asking about that, because I have a digital film production class, a filmmaker's class of several students who are always looking for projects to do. And they're going to do a couple kind of creative, fun projects. But one of the projects we're going to do is working on this documentary film about the tornado in Marshalltown. So I have these students, and then we also have a filmmaker, an acting club that is going to help as well. And so this will be great experience for them, because you're interviewing me now. That's a great experience for students to go out and be able to interview people and learn that skill of reporting and interviewing. So it's going to be a great project. We're going to do it as a community service project. And I would like to say, too, that Iowa Valley and Chancellor Chris DeRee, very supportive of us doing this and volunteering our time to help the city of Marshalltown tell their story.
Yeah, I think that's just an amazing opportunity for the kids, and it's good for everybody because it's good for us in a lot of ways to share that, continue to share that story. And I just want to also mention that, you know, the college has been just so hospitable. You know, they had Red Cross, and they had a lot of people in that were displaced from the storm until they could kind of find that temporary home. The college has just been great in helping in the whole, you know, really the whole community has really rallied around to help people that have been in distress. You know, Micah stepped up, and we're helping on the humanitarian side, and it was amazing to watch all that and be a part of making sure we were getting resources to the people that needed them. And, you know, there again is that Marshalltown hospitality and just pulling together. I mean, it's very unique to Marshalltown and our community. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. 3 full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
Introducing Unlimited with Payback, only from U.S. Cellular. The only unlimited plan that pays you back for data you don't use. So stop flushing money down the toilet. You can save up to $240 per year on a single line versus Verizon. It's payback time with U.S. Cellular's Unlimited with Payback.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Plan streams at up to 3.0 Mbps and will shift to 2G when line reaches 22 gigabytes. Savings up to $240 with payback credits and plan savings compared to Verizon's Go Unlimited plan. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Walsall Homes of Marshalltown understands that building is a complex process and everyone's needs are different. Hi, I'm Jeff Sims at Walsall Homes of Marshalltown. Our first priority is working with you to create the perfect custom plan that fits your family. With our 3D design software, we'll virtually walk you through each room in your home and fine-tune every detail before a contract is signed to ensure you're getting the best quality custom home you've been dreaming of, your way, with a firm price and on time. Learn more at walsallhomesmarshalltown.com.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back. Our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So happy Thursday. Today we have on Experience Marshalltown Steve Muntz, and Steve is with MCC, and he's a broadcasting and digital media professor. And we're talking about, we were at a meeting and we were talking about, we got to start capturing these stories. And Steve's like, well, I'm working on a documentary with my students. And so that's what we're here talking about today, is we want to be able to reach out. So if you're just tuning in and you have a story, or like Steve said, if you have video coverage or you have something that you'd like to share with him to add to the documentary, just give him a call. And his phone number, I'll just give it to you here real quick, is 641-844-5797, or ask for who?
The video guy at MCC, or at Iowa Valley.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just call out there.
Yeah.
Call the general number and just ask for that. If you don't remember my name, Steve Muntz, just ask for the video guy.
Yeah, the video guy. But, you know, as we were saying, you know, there's people who have things that they might want to share, or if you feel like you want to share your own personal story, it's a great way to capture that human side of what happened during that however many minutes of the 8-mile tornado that went through our community. I mean, there's still that devastation that we see in the physical part. But, you know, sometimes telling those stories can be a little therapeutic. for folks. Right. So, Steve, you had mentioned some other projects that are related to the storm, and you want to go ahead and give us a little overview of that?
Yeah, and before I do that, I'd like to mention tagging on to your request for, you know, people to contact me. So it doesn't have to be them personally. Maybe it's they knew of the neighbor lady who, you know, was devastated by it, and they could maybe talk their neighbor lady into maybe being interviewed. And when we do the interviews, I want to let people know we kind of do it in a TV news fashion where you don't have to look at the camera. You just have a sit down with me or one of my students and just have a conversation with them. And the camera's kind of over here on the side, and we try to make it as comfortable as possible. And we do a lot of editing. So if you make some mistakes, no big deal. Just like we're today, it's live radio. It's a little more difficult, but for us, yeah, we're editing, and it will make them very comfortable.
Sure. That's good to know. Thanks for sharing that. So let's talk about, as we move forward here in the final segment of the show today, let's talk about some of your other projects that you have the kids at MCC working on.
Okay. The first project that we did was a 3-minute video that we really produced for our staff at Iowa Valley, because we went up to Iowa Falls, our sister college, Ellsworth, and had a big staff day. Well, people in Iowa Falls weren't quite as familiar at the extent of the damage. So I put together a 3-minute video that really shows, in a nutshell, you know, the devastation. And so we do have that 3-minute video. So if anybody wants to use that video, because I've been getting requests, they might want to show it to their Kiwanis group or church group. Somebody just requested it because they're getting together with several churches, a part of a larger district, and they wanted to share that because they're probably doing some fundraising the needy or whatever from the tornado. So we do have that 3-minute video. So, and then we got the big documentary video that we've been talking about today, of course. But then there's smaller videos that we'd want to do that really focus maybe on the volunteerism. That's a whole nother area. Or the need to raise money, and maybe a video that targets politicians and FEMA and those in Washington, D.C. to let them know, hey, this isn't over. We really still need help. There's a lot of devastation, and share those personal stories, and maybe a smaller video that targets different audiences, whether it's social media, whether it's those political people. And then this documentary is more of a, hey, Marshtown, we're all in this together, and we're going to show this. Maybe we talked about showing the documentary maybe like a year later, right on the day of
the anniversary.
July 19th, the anniversary of in 2019.
7/19 of 19.
Yeah, and have a big premiere showing and have everybody come together and to remember and what we experienced. And obviously, it's not going to be over then either, right?
Yeah.
There's still going to be a lot of rebuilding and healing.
Yeah. And then just trying to, you know, the other thing too, Steve, is just, you know, trying not to cancel or postpone things, but have them in a different place. You know, the Oktoberfest is a perfect example. You know, I just want to say kudos to that the organizers and the leadership of Oktoberfest. Let's at least move it and keep it in the community and not just cancel it. So I think that'll be good. And I hope people will go out and support it. It's important right now that we think local, and not only shopping local, but also, you know, support local events. Invite your friends and family and come in. That's all important, that we all kind of lock arms and really support one another. But I want to thank you for being on the show today. And anybody who has a story and you want to share it with Steve, if you want to share your number real quick again.
Yeah, it's 641. I just drawn a blank of my phone number. 844-5797. And or just ask for the video guy at Marshalltown Community College.
So thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to take a quick second to bring you up to date on some things going on in the community. So tonight there's a concert series out at the Grimes Amphitheater, and it's Lincoln Highway Band. So it's our own local guys, and they draw a big crowd. So it starts at 5:30. Get your chairs and get out there. There's some food trucks. There's going to be a block party on Friday at 5:30. Friday night races at the Marshalltown Speedway, and then at 8 p.m. on Friday night is Mississippi Jake at Fiddle and Whistle. And then we moved to Saturday. We got the Farmers Market, and it is back downtown at the Pavilion, at the Cartwright Pavilion. And then on Sunday, music at the Meadery, at Busby Meadery, is having some live music, and you go out there and sample and have some mead. So we just want to give and bring that to you. And then also, if you need information about what's going on, go to our calendar at www.marshalltown.org and click on that events tab. Thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Get the outdoor storage you need with a Suncat.